other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already into hour number two. Thank you for joining us. Janine Roberts, Litter and Greed, is joining us. A book that the De Beers and the Oppenheimer family, the controllers of the Diamond Cartel, did not want published. Veteran investigative author Janine Roberts overcame numerous obstacles and dangers to bring us her findings. Did you know De Beers hides away rich diamond deposits? The White House was manipulated into buying millions of diamonds it did not need in order to support an African dictator and now must sell. Flawless diamonds are made by U.S. Navy from sewage gas in Washington, D.C. Litter and Greed reveals everything and more. But the BBC did not have the guts to broadcast, and the Doubleday was scared to print. So this is coming up, and with all this news, it's important to know who the global rulers are, and the Oppenheimers are one of the key families over this system. We got a bunch of news on the police state, on the New World Order, on Patriot Act 2.5, the National ID card. We haven't even hit the tip of the iceberg, so stay with us. But right now, let's go to Alex in Florida. Alex, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome.
Thanks. I was at the FTAA meetings back in November.
Free Trade Area of the Americas, also known as the Pan-American Union.
Correct. And with the state and on the local news would show these images of the of all these riot cops, you know, cracking the skulls of these so-called dangerous anarchists, while the local media would interview the mayor saying, "Oh, this is a model for homeland security. Let's bring this to every single, you know, let's bring this to every single major city when we have events like this." You know, they want to make this the standard. That, you know, personally, that scares the heck out of me.
Well, it's training us how not to protest, how not to demonstrate, because they'll hire a few provocateur thugs.
Yeah, I definitely believe that, you know, there are some people out there who are hired because, you know, they were just, their slogans, they're shouting and stuff, they just weren't making any sense. When you tried to question them on it, they get mad at you and walk away. And, also I noticed was that, the police were pretty much test marketing these taser guns. And right after these events, all the local cops on the streets pretty much started having these taser guns now. And what they are, they're
well, that's a non-lethal weapon, or sometimes kills you, that trains them to go ahead and engage you or attack you. It's a training aid, like you train a puppy German Shepherd attack dog on dummies first. This is just training the news and then the public to accept the public being shot at for no reason.
Right, and they're much more liberal with the use of these because they're so-called non-lethal.
Well, it's like the pepper spray now. Now you talk back or ask a question, they spray it in your face.
I was also at the Miami Arena during the debate. They were having a debate rally there for John Kerry where we'd watch the debates on the Miami Arena floor, which was very appropriate considering that's where the WWF has their events.
And, yes.
After Kerry was done giving the speech over at UM, he went over to the Miami Arena to give a speech where he didn't really say much, but he was really good at rallying the crowd, and, you know, people were, you know, chanting, "Kerry, Kerry," and, you know, no one had realized he had just said Iran had nuclear weapons, and he named out countries on the, you know, project.
Yeah, nobody understood that he was like, "I want a bigger military and to attack more countries."
Right, right.
Oh, how liberal.
And when I bring up Skull and Bones to people standing around me, the usual response I get is like, "Oh, that's just a frat," or, you know, "There's a bunch of kids. There's no conspiracy in that."
And 5 years ago, it didn't exist, but yeah. Now, oh, it's just some fun.
Yeah, and, you know, at the end of the event, you know, everyone felt like they made a difference, and they go home, and at the end of the day, they're still voting for whoever Diebold will allow them to because of the touchscreen voting system.
Exactly. It's all making us feel like we're part of it. That's what the gladiatorial events were about. We're making you feel like you had power within the state and you got to put thumbs up or thumbs down, whether to, you know, kill somebody. And, you know, now it's just another extrapolation of that where we all go have these mock elections where the candidates are already selected. Great call, Alex. Hope you'll call back sometime. Good to hear from you, my friend. We'll come to our guests when we get back and then go to more of your calls and a ton of news. PrisonPlanet.tv, please stay with us.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When I was a little boy, I had family who were in the diamond business. They did currying work for diamonds that were coming into the country out of Africa, selling them. I remember seeing my dad on the news. He was just a low-level functionary. When they brought some giant South African diamond to Dallas, they had the guys with the shotguns guarding it. And my dad told me, he said, they've got, you know, over in Europe, just huge bins of diamonds. Diamonds are actually extremely common, and they're almost semi-precious. They're not really precious. And we're talking about, you know, naturally formed diamonds. And he talked about the Oppenheimer family and how it was all a stage deal. And then they had a PBS documentary a few years ago where they admitted it was all a big monopoly. And then there was an article in the New Yorker magazine, I guess 3 or 4 years ago, that I read on air where they just bragged that, well, the Oppenheimers run the De Beers cartel, and they send in mercenary troops and helicopters and tanks and slaughter people who try to dig diamonds up for themselves and sell them, because even a small trickle of diamonds, quote, conflict diamonds, evil terrorist diamonds, destabilizes their monopoly. And so they just, and they bragged in the article, we're going to label people that sell diamonds as terrorists. This was before 9/11. So I guess it was over 4 years ago. Time really flies. And our guest joins us from England via cell phone. We're going to try to get with a landline with her in the next segment. A major monopoly expose and work on corporate ethics, Glitter and Greed, is a book that De Beers and the Oppenheimer family, the controllers of the diamond cartel, do not want published. And we're going to go over that with Janine Roberts. And it's great to have you on the broadcast with us.
Hi, it's good to be here.
You bet. Just give us a thumbnail sketch for those who don't understand how the Oppenheimers got their monopoly, how the cartel works, what's really going on, and what your book covers.
Well, when diamonds were found in South Africa, 100 years now, the rich merchants of Europe panicked because they had all these really expensive diamonds they got from India, and diamonds were literally found sparkling in the moonlight. They had African captives crawl over the sand, picking up diamonds by moonlight, with tin cans strung around their necks, and dropped the diamonds in the tin cans, and had gags on their mouth to make sure they wouldn't swallow any diamonds and sort of steal them that way.
Well, and now they x-ray them after work.
They x-ray them after work. But except I found out that they give some people, they give whole body x-rays every day at the diamond mines, which is very hazardous to health. And an operative that actually had done this for De Beers told me that he couldn't report this. They had to hide the records of what they were doing because obviously they're endangering the health of that miner by x-raying him every day. So it wasn't recorded he was doing that. They don't have people calling by moonlight anymore. But I got smuggled inside the diamond mines. I've been inside the Beers diamond mines, you know, the giant mines of Southern Africa and Namibia. And I found, like, all the families, their wives and kids, waiting outside the mining town. Now, this is a mining town run by De Beers. It's got a church. It's a regular town. It's got schools, stores, a lot. But the families weren't allowed in. The wives and kids weren't allowed into the town. Now, all the white miners have got their wives and kids with them. So I said, you know, how come you can't bring your wives in? And they said, oh, no, it's a rule. If you're a wage band A and B, that's the lowest paid, then you have to stay in single men's quarters. So I asked, what happens if your wife gets a job in the mining town, say, as a cleaner or a cook? And, oh, she has to then stay in single women's quarters, and there's a sign up on the wall that if you're caught sleeping with your husband, then he can be banished from the town.
So basically, it's still slavery going on, and I've seen the video deep inside these giant, dangerous mines. But I want to get into the history of who the Oppenheimers are, how they got this monopoly, and then how they had literally these warehouses full of diamonds.
Okay. Well, it started with a bloke called Cecil Rhodes, British colonial servant, went out there, saw these diamonds coming out of the ground, got in touch with the investors in Europe and said, look, you're right about the price of your investments. If you fund me, I'll buy up control in Southern Africa with your money, buy up all the diamond mining leases, on the proviso that I'll sell the diamonds only to a cartel that you set up. And that was the origins of the De Beers Company. It's actually set up to keep diamonds rare. Not to produce them, but to keep them rare. Later on, just the year he died, a family working in a diamond company in this cartel in Europe, the Oppenheimer family, moved out to Southern Africa, and they came to take this over. They first got control over the German mines at the end of the First World War, the mines in what was German Southwest Africa. They used that to break De Beers. They said, look, we've got diamonds and we're going to compete against you unless you make our guy chairman of De Beers. And that's how the Oppenheimers took over the company.
Okay, do me a favor.
It's controlled by just one family.
Ms. Roberts,
it's
I really...
It's a England family, by the way. It's not a Jewish family, just in case people are mistaken.
I don't think I said that.
No, it's all right. People then go and say things. It's not. It's the family is a Christian family.
Yeah. I thought Oppenheimer was either Dutch or German.
It was German to start off with.
Yeah. But I know they married in with some Dutch as well. These families all interbreed. Just do me a favor. It's your cell phone. It's overdriving, and it distorts.
Okay.
So be sure and back off that. I apologize. Just be sure and don't overdrive.
Sure. Is that any better?
That's a lot better, yes. I apologize. Just try to keep it
right
there.
That's okay. It's got a loudspeaker on it and an earphone. I just move it further away.
Okay. We'll fix the phone problem during the next break. You just a little tip. You don't want to do interviews with one of those head pieces.
because they always overdrive and distort. But we'll try to get you on a landline here during the break. On that subject there.
Is that any better now?
Yeah, that's a lot better.
I have done quite a few on this.
Okay.
It can get working.
I do radio. This is what I do. And it's distorting. I just want to be able to hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't want to spend all day on that. Now, everything you're saying is accurate from just the history I researched. But as you said, you've written a book about this. You've been in the mines. You've interviewed people inside this system. How valuable would diamonds really be if there wasn't this global cartel, and if you could get diamonds out of Canada, diamonds out of South America, if you could get diamonds out of Arkansas, if you could get diamonds out of all of Africa? If it was just free market and it wasn't a monopoly, how much would diamonds really be worth?
Oh, my God, it'd be less than $5 a diamond. The cost of production I found was around, in South Africa, it's around $7 a carat, that's the carat weight of diamonds. And they're cut today, diamonds are cut for 25 cents each by kids in India, young people in India. So the cost is minute. So rubies, emeralds, other gems are much rarer than diamonds. Just as you said.
Now, for those who don't understand this, again, I've had family who's been in this business. My dad, right out of college for a few years, worked for a French family out of South Africa. Have you ever heard of the Boole brothers?
I have, indeed.
Yeah. And so, that's how I had like the inside scoop on this, and most people just aren't even aware of it, even though it's an open secret.
Mm-hmm.
Diamonds basically grow on trees, folks, but I know people who mortgage their house or go into debt to buy that $5,000, $10,000 diamond ring for a marriage, and it's a complete fraud. As you said, $5 a carat and a couple dollars to cut them, or even less. 25 cents to cut them.
Yeah.
And people aren't going to stop, though. They're going to. In your book, you also get into how we're not talking about zirconians. We're talking about real diamonds that the military has a patent on creating as well.
Yeah, I filmed a woman working for the military in Washington, D.C. She was in the Air Force, and she was growing a diamond just using an oxyacetylene torch and gas from next-door sewage works. And it was a big joke. They just inject some gas from sewage works into the flame of the torch, and a diamond, a real diamond, crystallizes out. And that technique now has now been picked up by a couple of companies, one in Florida, the other up in Massachusetts, and they're using the same technique. But it's been around a long time. And I found that De Beers has, in fact, been using this technique to grow diamonds. It's got a plant that does it in England, in the Isle of Man, and it's got another plant in South Africa. So they've been keeping real quiet about this, but these are flawless diamonds, the one in a million that they're growing.
Amazing. So there's so much I want to talk about. We're so honored to have you on the broadcast with us. There's so many facets to this. I want to get into how the Oppenheimers tried to stop you from publishing your book. And then I also want to get into how they admittedly go in with mercenary forces and take over countries that refuse to be part of their cartel.
Okay.
Just before we break, how did they try to stop you from publishing your book?
I can't be 100% sure, but as you know, I made that film that was on PBS Network, the Diamond Empire film, and right during that, Mr. Oppenheimer himself, the current chairman, intervened with the BBC and put me under a lot of pressure with the BBC. And then when I got Doubleday to contract to do the book, and they gave me a round-the-world book contract, told me that the manuscript was sensational and accomplished, and then just 3 months before the book was due to print, after they'd advertised it, after two major newspapers had lined up to serialize it, they suddenly cancelled. And the letter they sent me said that rich and important businessmen did not want the book to come out, and although we might win any legal action...
Okay, we've got a break. We'll be right back with our incredible guest. Stay with us.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve Note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to C Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call C Minerals today toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit cmineral.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends. Janine Roberts shot her documentary, which I've seen and is amazing, in six continents, and it aired on PBS, got censored over in England. And I have been inside and seen the inside just locally of the diamond business. And believe me, this is what's going on. And it's a great example of how what we think is the truth is really the complete opposite of the truth. Diamonds, warehouses full of just giant crates of diamonds. They've been hoarding them. Their business isn't selling you diamonds. Their business is controlling and monopolizing them because, again, $5 to $6 a carat, just a few cents to cut them. And meanwhile, you're spending $5, $6, $10,000 because you've got to get your wife that big 2-carat diamond for that wedding or for that anniversary. And just an amazing documentary she made, and of course wrote the book Glitter and Greed. And why is she on a cell phone? She's on her boat, her 45-foot boat, off of the coast of England via cell phone, and it's great to have her, Janine Roberts. Janine, let's get back into the TV documentary that you did that I'm sure a lot of our listeners saw, and then get into how, according to the New Yorker magazine, De Beers hires mercenaries to go into countries and literally invade diamond mines that are unauthorized. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we actually found one and interviewed them for the film. The guy was employed, in his own testimony, so it's alleged, but he said this is what he did, and he was well known for it. He'd been in West Africa for De Beers, intercepting with his mercenaries groups of Africans out trying to trade diamonds independently outside the cartel. And he said he captured people, held them in prison, and that he tortured people. And he said he was employed to do this by De Beers. By his own words, we didn't have a contract to see, but he was, it was a notorious case.
Well, did you see the big cover story, I guess 4 years ago in New Yorker, where they bragged about it and how they were going to have the U.S. military invade the African coast to stop these, quote, conflict diamonds? I mean, that was admitted a few years ago.
You know, this conflict diamond thing, we really should have it made fair. At the moment, it's only diamonds produced by rebels that go under conflict diamonds, and Amnesty International has just pointed out there's a big mine in the Congo, and there are literally bodies floating down the river past the gates of the mine, bodies of people murdered by the staff of the mine. And it said, well, these weren't conflict diamonds. They're sold as conflict-free diamonds to America because the mine is run by the Congo government with the help of De Beers. De Beers has got a corporate interest in it. But that meant they weren't conflicts because they weren't run by rebels. So really, we need a look again at this conflict diamond business and say all mines should follow one code of ethics.
Well, let's go over your incredible documentary film. Tell us about that.
Oh, that was hair-raising. I had to raise over $1 million to make it, and my previous film had been pretty low budget, made with Aborigines in the Outback. But De Beers tried to do everything. We got banned from diamond mines, and then we got inside them. When we got to New York with our film crew, we found that most of the diamond merchants down on Fifth Avenue had had phone calls telling them not to talk to us. But eventually I met this lovely gentleman, Mr. Goldberg, William Goldberg, who runs a very large Iran. He died recently, unfortunately. But he runs a big diamond practice where he cuts diamonds the size of pigeon eggs on Fifth Avenue. I turned up with my film crew, and he said to me, I think I'm the wrong man for you. Well, I was a bit horrified. I really depended on getting this guy on camera. So I said, did you get a phone call? He said, yes, I did get a phone call. I was told that you worked with blacks in Australia and helped them fight diamond mines. And all I could say was guilty as charged. I had worked with blacks in Australia. But we had a big talk about that, and I said, look, Jewish people have got sacred places in Israel, and Aboriginal people have got sacred bits of land in Australia. It's all much the same. It's land that people think of as sacred, and they didn't want others to trespass on them and destroy it. Because in Australia, they found what's now the world's biggest diamond mine on top of a place that was sacred to women. It was a place that women have been going to pray for thousands of years, up in the northwest of Australia, on top of a mountain range, very sacred valley. And now that place is totally destroyed today over the opposition of the Aboriginal people. And today it's an enormous pit, producing some 7 tons of diamonds every year. More diamonds.
We'll be right back with our guest, ladies and gentlemen. You're getting ripped off of these diamonds. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Veteran investigative author Janine Roberts overcame numerous obstacles and dangers to bring us her findings. She went to six continents and made the most incredible film I've ever seen, exposing monopolies concerning the diamond trade. And she's got the book Glitter and Greed. And we have a bookstore on Infowars.com. I ought to get a hold of her publisher and carry this, because this is such an illustration. And it's the same thing with the oil. It's the same thing now with water. These same institutions and families are monopolizing key parts of the economy and running massive scams. They create artificial scarcity. We'll be talking to her in just a few minutes. And then if you want to talk to her yourselves, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. She's joining us from her own boat off the coast of England out there via cell phone. We're honored to have her. We'll get back to her here in just one moment. But think about that. Giant warehouses full of diamonds. A world monopoly. Mercenaries, troops slaughtering those that dare try to dig them out of the ground themselves. That's why diamond prices went down a few years ago, is because there were some people leaking out just a small quantity of them. We'll go back to her here in just a few minutes. With all the uncertainty and all the talk of terror attacks and all the rest of this, shouldn't you have an insurance policy? Ready Reserve Foods has gained the reputation of providing virtually the finest dehydrated storable foods available. Perhaps that's why they are the oldest continually operated dehydrated food company in the United States. Food units need no refrigeration because they're nitrogen-packed, which vastly extends their shelf life. Folks, I got a year food supply for two people from them, and I am so happy with it. It'll store for a decade, and I bought Squirtable food before. It's an insurance policy you can eat. It's just something I have for my family. Let me tell you, this is the highest quality I've ever seen, folks. I am blown away by them. They've got a new special. Normally, a one-year food supply is $14.95 plus shipping. It's now only $12.95, $1,295, and the shipping is free. The shipping's like $300. So you need to take advantage of this now, ladies and gentlemen. I ordered it and got it in about a week and a half. Just amazing quality, all grown right here in the United States, all from here in the United States. You need to give Ready Reserve Foods a call right now, 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or go to ReadyReserveFoods.com and tell them Alex Jones sent you. Now, I'm also a documentary filmmaker, and I have made 11 films. My 11th film, American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 2004, is out. It shows how Bush and Kerry are actually identical on their policies, how they're related, how they're part of the same secret society, the police state they're setting up, how they're both for Patriot Act II. It's a great new film. You need to have 90 minutes long, $19.95, available on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And the films, my first 10 films are all over 2 hours long. They're $25.95. Order three or more, they drop down to $19.95 a piece. That is a substantial discount, and your purchase of the film supports this broadcast. 1-888-253-3139. We also have both my 9/11 films exposing what really happened on 9/11, George Humphrey's 9/11 film, which is excellent, Eric Huffman's 9/11 video, two books on 9/11. It's all available at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can read both the books, watch all my videos, watch my weekly TV show that's posted there weekly, and listen to the best radio interviews we do, like this one that'll be posted by tomorrow. Again, PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, shifting gears back to our guest. Glitter and Greed. First off, before we get any deeper into this and then take some calls, Janine, how do people get a copy of Glitter and Greed?
I can get a copy of my film as well. It's on my website. You can take it off there.
Oh, awesome. How do we go there?
I've got it on CDs, and people can get through PayPal on my website. Can I just give my website address?
Please do it, yes.
Photographs of black people in Africa inside diamond mines and all that.
Please do.
Yeah, it's quite easy to remember. It's www.sparkle.plus, the word plus, P-L-U-S, .com. So it's www.sparkle.plus.com.
Okay, you got a little close to your phone there, and she's out on the boat.
Oh, sorry, I've done it again. It's a switch to boat.
No, that's okay. Say that again
slowly. You want me to repeat it? Is that fine?
Yeah, just say it slow again, the address.
Okay. www.sparkle.plus.com.
All right, and we've, I believe, have a link to that on Infowars.com. I highly recommend the film.
Yeah, the book, the film's up there, and the book tells the story. I should say, by the time I finished doing that film, I was critically ill in hospital. I was beaten up myself by a gang, and I... Well, 2 months in hospital.
I mean, we could spend...
It wasn't easy, personally.
This is an amazing story. We could spend 10 hours on it. Describe how you were beaten up by a gang.
They, right in the middle of doing the shoot, it was just after the South African shoot, a gang broke up onto my boat, actually. It's on a berth. And there was a woman present. They got onto the boat, and then they smashed my face up, basically. They broke my cheekbone, broke my nose. I had every blow drew blood, but I had a ship-to-shore emergency radio to contact the Coast Guard, and I just had to hit a button, and I could yell at it. I didn't have to pick anything up, and I yelled, and the Coast Guard replied over the loudspeaker system, and the gang fled, and that's what saved me.
Where were you when this happened?
I was on the Thames. I was in London.
Do you believe this was a hired gang or just a normal criminal gang?
I think it was, because lawyers ambushed me the next day and tried to take the film off me. And I had all black and blue, and I thought, this is just, amazing.
Say that again. Who tried to get your film?
A group of lawyers tried to seize the film next day, but failed. But it was just that it was saying, with De Beers opposed to you, you can't finish this film, so other people must take it over. But the film did get finished, and when it went out on PBS Network, it was according to my script. But it was all hell. I'm just pretty stubborn. I hate people trying to silence me, you know. These big guys, they need someone to watch them. And that's what I did.
Well, Janine, I mean, I recommend everybody, again, go to your website. And for those that missed it, just one more time to get a DVD copy of the film. Tell them the name of the film and the website, please.
Yeah, it's the film The Diamond Empire. It's on my website. And it's on a CD. You don't need a DVD. You can do it on a CD. You can show it on any computer. Doesn't matter if it's a Mac or a PC.
Okay.
And it comes in a collection of about 100 photographs taken aside to Beers Minds by myself. And that's all on my website for $49. And the website is www.sparkle.com.
All right. Well, that's amazing.
But I did want to email me from the site, and I'm very welcome, very happy to answer questions.
Okay. Well, I want to take some time out to take a few calls here in a few minutes at 1-800-259-9231. But first off, I mean, there's so much to talk about here. I want to go back into the mechanics of the Oppenheimer family, their world monopoly over diamonds, and you've got the evidence. It's admitted that a carat diamond is $5 to $6 per carat, almost nothing to cut it, and then that their real business is making sure that diamonds don't get released out on the market. Where do they store? Because your film has some video of this. Where do they store?
I've seen the stores. I've actually run my hands through buckets of diamonds, literally. There's a major store in London, in Charterhouse Street, controlled by De Beers directly. And it's like their personal treasure. It's very high security.
Now, for those who just joined us, explain, because you have video of this, how it works. Somebody's only allowed to come in once a year and buy diamonds. And
they pick about 50 diamond merchants out. And they have to be all men, so they all have to be good boys. They all have to be doing the things the company likes. And they have to buy the diamonds before they see them. So they have to pay. It's every 5 weeks. They have to come to London. And the reason that American merchants have to come to London is because in America it would be illegal under the Sherman Act because it's a cartel activity.
Antitrust.
Yeah, under the Antitrust Act. So these rich American billionaires that come across, they have to come across and pay in advance before they get their box of diamonds. And if they're being good boys, like they haven't been buying any Russian diamonds or other diamonds that De Beers doesn't control, then they might open their box up and find some really nice stones inside it. But if they've been bad, they've been buying some rebel diamonds or Russian diamonds or Australian diamonds, they'll cut their box and they might find worthless diamonds inside. And if they protest, they won't get an invitation again.
So again, this is how the monopoly works. This is all on video. This is admitted. You go in and they hand you the box, and you've already prepaid, and that's what you get. But if you've bought any of the diamonds that aren't part of the monopoly, and I've heard that the monopoly still controls, 95%, is that an accurate number, that they still control 95% of the diamonds?
No, they're marketing more like they've fallen back a bit. It's more like they're marketing around 70 to 80% now.
So since I read articles about it a few years ago, that they've even lost more control over their monopoly?
There was a bit of a fact. They always pretend to have more control than they really have. But they have secret slush funds around to buy up diamonds in different countries. You know, they really... And the trouble with the Canadian diamonds is that the Canadian companies and the Russian companies are outside De Beers. But why should they cut the price of their stones when De Beers keeps the price high? He doesn't pay them to undercut. So there's a kind of informal cartel being organized, including the stones outside De Beers' control, like the Canadian stones. They're not undercutting De Beers stones, so they're getting ripped off too.
So, I mean, how much, you know, when an average merchant comes, do they say, this is how much money I want to pay, this is how many diamonds I want, or does De Beers tell them, this is how much money you got to pay us, and then you'll just see what you get?
No, this is the case that De Beers sets the price, totally sets the price. It even tells the miners contracted to it what the price is, what the value of their own stones are. You know, you send your diamonds in, and the customer, De Beers, will tell you what your diamonds are worth and pay that sum. That's how the rough diamonds get sold to De Beers.
Okay, so somebody comes in and buys this black box, this case of diamonds. What is the real value, on average, of what they really dug them out of the ground for versus what De Beers sells them wholesale?
I can't really tell, because it's very, very secret, that little bit of it. But I think it would be less than a fifth, maybe less than a tenth of what they're actually paying. It depends who you are, you see. Like, there's this very powerful businessman, Maurice Templesman, in New York. And he's been a very close friend of many presidents. And he's the most, and I have two chapters in my book about him. He's the most powerful diamond merchant in the world. And he's very, very close to the CIA. And he's been involved in several coups in Africa against, you know, one of them was, a telephone call was intercepted by intelligence, and it was a coup in West Africa, and the communications coming back to the States were coming through his office in the United States, and the State Department got very angry with him because he'd used an unguarded telephone line, and he betrayed the identity of the CIA head of station.
And so what happens is he gets the diamonds real cheap.
Yeah, the whole thing is very, very intelligence-led. It's very covert. There's lots of nasty business going on to keep this cartel together. And people are just being exploited through the roof. And by keeping the price of diamonds so high when they're so cheap to produce, that's why terrorists can now use them. Because they're easy, they're common in Africa. So you may as well, and they're common in Arkansas. They're not just rare stones. I mean, I went to Arkansas to this diamond mine, and I got all the geology reports of this diamond mine down in Arkansas. What I did, I went used Freedom of Information in Washington to get the Justice Department's investigations of De Beers as an illegal cartel. And I found all these memos and letters and things, and I've used them in the book, and I reproduced them in the book, and I use them in the film. Anyway, the Arkansas has got a really good deposit of diamonds. All the geology reports say it's good as anything in South Africa. If you go to Arkansas today, it's a national park, the diamond mine, and you're not allowed to dig deeper than 4 feet, and then you must fill up the hole when you finish.
And again, I've been there. This is what they do. We've got this giant diamond deposit for the American people, and we're not even allowed to have those diamonds because it's for environmental reasons. So anything to keep the monopoly in place.
Well, the only place in the world that a diamond mine could not be controlled by the cartel is the United States because of the Antitrust Act. So that's what the family that used to own it believe. They believe that their mine was sabotaged by De Beers. That's what they told me.
Well, I know that family very well, and that's exactly what happened to the Bull family.
Fine people. But they got run off their own land. And it's really even sick, because when the Second World War was going on, and diamonds were absolutely flying, you know, Ford used to use diamonds from Arkansas to cut the steel for his TE model Fords. And then they shut down the mine. He offered to buy the mine, Henry Ford, so he could keep getting the diamonds. He said they're better than anything you can get out of Africa, the Arkansas diamonds. And it still closed it down, though he'd offered to buy it. And during the Second World War, when the United States needed diamonds to make weapons to fight Hitler, that mine was kept shut, even though it was really needed for strategic needs to defend the United States.
So there's the power of this monopoly, and then top people connected to the CIA get their special deals on the diamonds. So
it's the same, as you said, there's oil and diamonds, it's all the same, but it's just pity there's blood on this stone. You know, what I've been campaigning for is that diamonds should come out like from Africa with a guarantee that the mine has got no corruption in it, then it's used good worker practices, that the diamonds have been cut by people that have been paid decently, and the diamonds then should be sold with a certificate saying that. Because then the Africans could get money from their diamonds, because why should there be so much poverty in Africa? Why is there disease, poverty, rape and destruction happening in Africa?
When Africa is rolling in sweet crude oil, gold, diamonds, rubies, everything else you can imagine.
It's just, our companies have created the mess that is Africa, and we not doing much about it. You know, when I see what's going on out there, and I see the richness of it, it's a beautiful country, it's a wonderful place, Africa, and I love it. Let me just add this,
we've got a break, we'll come back and take a few calls. Think about it, you go in there like a sap to buy a 1-carat diamond ring, it costs $5,000, and it costs them $1 to $5, folks. Maybe $6-$7 after it's cut for that one diamond. This is the New World Order.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I mean, I hope people realize the magnitude of what they're hearing. Diamonds are all over Africa, just sitting on the ground. They're all over Arkansas. You go to a state park, pay some money. I've been there. You dig in the ground, you find little diamonds all over the place. You're not allowed to dig again under 4 feet, and it's all been dug over 100 times, but the ground literally glistens with small pieces of diamond. But no, you can't have that. It's for the environment. You know, there's always a reason. Just like our oil in Alaska, all that sweet crude, run the country for 100 years in one field. It's about monopoly. And they'll tell you it's scarce, and they'll have their liars tell you there's no oil, and their liars tell you there's no diamonds, and their liars now saying there's no fresh water, and it's all part of these forming cartels. And by the way, the CIA is involved in the narcotics, too. They control these monopolies. And it's a sick joke. We're talking to Janine Roberts, who's made an incredible film and written a powerful book. She's going to stay with us a little bit in the next hour to take all these calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Don in Tennessee. Don, you're on the air with our guest. Question or comment?
Well, I'd like to make a comment. I believe I have seen her video on PBS mm-hmm. before, because when you started commenting about people having appointments to go over there and meet them, all that kind of struck in my brain and seemed to recall all this, and it's very interesting that you say that, because I believe I've already seen this on TV once before.
Yeah, it aired years ago.
Okay.
8 years ago. It's about 95.
Okay. And then, Alex, I have a comment about for you. I was watching ESPN2 last night, and they showed a commercial about militias in the U.S. And have you done anything about militias? Because two of the people that they've shown, I could have sworn one of them was you, because they're going to be airing this special Friday night at 8 p.m. on ESPN2.
Militias?
Mm-hmm. No, I haven't done that. I've done lots of stuff on CIA. I've interviewed KGB generals. I've been around. I've interviewed Israeli agents.
Yeah, I've been interviewed, I don't know, 6-7 times by Japanese, British, American TV, and I did do an interview that was supposedly going to be airing on TNN about militias, and you said
that's
you thought it was
an important subject.
Yes, it's going to be 8 p.m. Friday evening, this Friday, on ESPN2. I wrote this down last night when I seen that.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a separate issue about myself, Janine.
Okay.
But no, the government's demonizing anybody that wants to fight against the police state here in America. Let's go ahead and talk.
I'm well aware of it. I've been in the States many times.
Let's talk to Leon in Texas. Leon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Howdy.
Yes.
Hiya.
I've been studying the Mexican Revolution for about 8 years now.
Uh-huh.
And the Guggenheims pop up all the time. In the
Oppenheimers.
No, the Guggenheims, different family.
In the personage of American Smelting and Refining Company. And, you know, they're big in zinc mining, silver mining, bunches of other stuff, not just diamonds.
Yeah, there are lots of really big families that come up again and again. And now there's the Rothschilds. The Rothschild family are on the De Beers board, and recently they were really complaining because of the anti-cartel action against De Beers in the States. The wife of the family, the Rothschild, can't go shopping in New York. She lives in Europe, because she might get arrested when she steps ashore. these families are interlocked.
But I get,
and different families control different things.
I look at all this stuff, and momentarily I get distracted from studying the Mexican Revolution, and I start...
Mm-hmm.
And I start studying the Rif War in Spanish and French Morocco. And guess what? Same company.
Oh, dear.
Involved in the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's what they do. If they want a natural resource, they go in and create a revolution or claim terrorists are there and we invade.
That's about the size of it. I hear the music.
Are you a professor?
Yeah, it's a bit of Iraq in there, too.
I tell you what, stay there, Leon. Hello.